on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Basketball in March.
The Top 25 Rundown presented by The Sportscast.
This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is March 6, 2024. If you have any, please subscribe to our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating review. It'll help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on the sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter, Sportscast One, and check out our app, Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. After the talk that we had last week, I wanted to try and go back and do a quick recap about the NFL Combine. When you're looking at the 40-yard dash, Eden for quarterbacks, Eden Slovis from BYU ran a 4.55, Sam Hartman a 4.8. Then the other two quarterbacks were Austin Reed from Western Kentucky, he ran a 4.2, and then Spencer Rattler ran a 4.95. The fastest running back is at the combine was Isaac Garandino. Garavendo, running back from Louisville, ran a 4.33. Jalen Wright in Tennessee was second with a 4.38. Then Trey Benson found out the top three with a 4.39. The wide receivers had Xavier Worthy from Texas, ran a 4.21. Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU ran a 4.33. Donovan Mitchell ran a 4.34. For tight ends, Devin Colpo at the tight ends with a 4.47. Dia Johnson ran a 4.57. Jaheim Bell ran a 4.61. Offensive lineman Roger Rosengarten from Washington ran a 4.92. Kanner Bortolini ran a 4.94, as did Frank Crum from Wyoming. Howard Grable from UCF ran a 4.95. The defensive ends, Dallas Turner from Alabama ran a 4.46. Chop Robinson, Penn State ran a 4.48. Muhammad Kamara ran a 4.57. The defensive tackles, Braden Fisk from Florida State ran a 4.78. Mickey Wingo from LSU ran a 4.85. Byron Murphy the second ran a 4.87. For linebackers, Peyton Wilson led the way with a 4.43. Kalen DeLoach was second with a 4.47. Edrian Cooper was third with a 4.51. Quarterback Nate Wiggins from Clemson was the fastest with a 4.28. Quinion Mitchell from Toledo was next at 4.33. Decamion Richardson from Mississippi State ran a 4.34. For safeties, you had Adrian Taylor-Demerson ran a 4.41. Milton Bradford from TC ran a 4.42. Cole Bishop from Utah ran a 4.45. Those are just some of the top three for the 40-yard dash. Well, we know that this will give all a lot of different players a chance to prep even more before the pro days. They were for the ones that were invited to the combine, they were able to do the interviews and so not everyone participated, but the ones that did, you can see all their results on the NFL.com and see what's going on. Last weekend, I saw Caitlin Clark made another record-clinching historical mark when she passed Pistol Pete Maravich, making free throws. When I was watching the game, unfortunately, though, she had a few flops. One of them was including going against Cody McMahon, where she touched McMahon and fell backwards, and McMahon got a technical foul for nothing. While I am very grateful for Caitlin Clark's impact, it's more important right now that she ends her career on a good note and not just trying to make a few plays that when you look at a replay, you're just like, yeah, the refs should not have called that. Watching that game, though, you could see the refs were going toward Iowa and made sure that Iowa did win the game. Ohio State didn't have their best game, that is true, but if you watch the game, you can see the refs are clearly on the side of Iowa. That being said, we are under 10 days, just over 10 and a half days to Selection Sunday so that we can have the tournament start and we can see how everything will shape out. You already have conference tournaments going on. Started for some of the lower conferences, and we will see how it's going to shape up coming on to the rest. Also, Nick Saban announced this week that watching how his players reacted after the bowl game to Michigan, and also talking with them about the NIL, where how much they were asking him, how much they were going to pay him, he was going to pay them to stay, which unfortunately, that's how the NIL is now. It left a bad taste in his mouth, and while it's a shame, we can understand about that, and we respect his career accomplishments and just hope that he's able to impact college football in even more ways now, even in his retirement. Because the way that he's been an ambassador for the game, there are a few people that will be able to measure up the impact that he has made sure to show and help to focus not only on the players, but just how to make a difference for everybody. This week, they also announced that for the EA College Football game, 10,000 players have opted in. And one of the players that has announced that he's opted out is Arch Manning, which we're going to see how that goes for him and for others. Earlier this year, we also talked about a betting investigation that was going on between Iowa and Iowa State. That investigation has now been settled. So they are not going to pursue any more in regards to that. And the players who had been suspended have now started filing the paperwork so that they can be reinstated and or playing depending on the sport and what season's going on for them. Dartmouth men's college basketball, their team has already were able to be considered employees. They are talking with the relations board and they are taking the next steps in following what they want to do for that. they have already surpassed what Northwestern was able to do when they had their when they became a union back in 2017. The NCAA, after they had their loss in court for Virginia and Tennessee, they've announced that they're freezing all NIL investigations because that is going to make their plans for trying to figure out how they can decide how they want to control different forms of eligibility. It's going to make it a little harder for them, so we're going to see how that goes. Still, it's going to be a work in progress no matter what. And also an ex-track coach that had been at multiple universities, including Penn State. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Because of him getting nude photos of different athletes that he had under him at different schools. And setting up two profiles pretending to be women so that he could get other photos. His name is Steve White. He coached at Northeastern University in Boston, Penn State, Illinois Institute of Technology, the University of Tennessee, and Concordia University, Chicago. He pleaded guilty to 12 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of conspiracy to commit computer fraud, and 1 count of computer fraud. He also pleaded guilty to cyber stalking 1 victim through text messages and direct messages via sent via social media, as well as hacking into Snapchat accounts. Unfortunately, that's a shame, and it's something we never want to have happen. So we're going to pray that nothing like that will happen again and just hope for better, because as a coach, you always want to see them make a difference in players' lives in a positive light. In other news, Oklahoma softball, they had a Division I record 71-game winning streak. It ended Sunday as Louisiana pulled off a 7-5 upset of the nation's number one team. The last time that they lost was at Baylor, February 19, 2023. During their streak, they outscored their opponents 578 runs to 72. They had 40 shutouts with 56% of their games. They enjoyed wins over 42 different programs, including 46 victories over Power 5 opponents and 28 over ranked teams. And they cruised to 33 run rule wins. So congratulations to Oklahoma. And we will see how the rest of their season goes. Speaking of that, let's check out the softball rankings for the top 25. They're in week 4 of their season right now. Actually, while we're waiting on that, let's go ahead and do the women's. We have South Carolina at number 1, a perfect 29-0. Stanford number 2. Iowa number 3, but the 26-4. Ohio State at number 4, 25-4. Southern Cal number 5 at 23-5. Texas number 6 at 27-4. UCLA number 7 at 24-5. LSU number 8 at 26-4. UConn number 9 at 26-5. NC State number 10 at 25-5. Virginia Tech number 11 at 23-6. Indiana number 12 at 24-4. Oregon State number 13 at 23-6. Notre Dame number 14 at 23-6. Gonzaga number 15 at 29-2. Kansas State number 16 at 24-6. Baylor number 17 at 23-6. Colorado number 18 at 21-8. Oklahoma number 19 at 21-8. Syracuse number 20 at 23-6. Creighton number 21 at 24-4. Utah number 22 at 21-9. UNLV number 23 with a record of 26-2. Louisville number 24 with a record of 23-8. And Fairfield rounds out the top 25 with a record of 26-1. That's the women's rankings. All right, so for the top 25 in softball, Texas number 1 with a record of 18-1. Oklahoma number 2 with a record of 18-1. LSU number 3 with a record of 19-0. Duke number 4 with a record of 16-1. Washington number 5 with a record of 16-2. Georgia number 6 with a record of 15-3. Oklahoma number 7 with a record of 17-2. Stanford number 8 with a record of 13-4. Tennessee number 9 with a record of 13-4. Alabama number 10 with a record of 19-1. Clemson number 11 with a record of 13-4. Missouri number 12 with a record of 17-2. Florida number 13 with a record of 19-3. Baylor number 14 with a record of 11-3. Virginia Tech number 15 with a record of 15-3-1. Florida State number 16 with a record of 11-4. Cal is number 17 with a record of 19-2. UCLA is number 18 with a record of 11-6. Texas A&M is number 19 with a record of 19-2. Arkansas is number 20 with a record of 17-4. Kentucky is number 21 with a record of 13-4. South Carolina is number 22 with a record of 18-2. Mississippi State is number 23 with a record of 17-3. Arizona is number 24 with a record of 17-3-1. And Auburn rounds out the top 25 with a record of 12-2-1. All right, and right now, besides basketball having their conference tournaments, we have wrestling starting that as well. In the top 25 in wrestling, you have Penn State number 1 with a record of 12-0, Iowa number 2 with a record of 12-2, Nebraska's number 3 with the same record, Oklahoma State's number 4 with a record of 14-1, Iowa State's number 5 with a record of 13-2, Ohio State's number 6 with a record of 15-2, NC State number 7 with a record of 16-2. Cornell's number 8 with a record of 12-4. Michigan's number 9 with a record of 8-4. Missouri's number 10 with a record of 10-4. South Dakota State's number 11 with a record of 13-4. Minnesota's number 12 with a record of 11-2. Virginia Tech's number 13 with a record of 9-4. Rutgers is number 14 with a record of 12-5. Northern Iowa's number 15 with a record of 8-6. Arizona State's number 16 with a record of 7-6. Lehigh's number 17 with a record of 7-4. Little Rock's number 18 with a record of 15-5. West Virginia's number 19 with a record of 10-5. Stanford's number 20 with a record of 10-4. Oregon State's number 21 with a record of 7-5. Campbell's number 22 with a record of 14-3. Pittsburgh's number 23 with a record of 10-8. Appalachian State's number 24 with a record of 10-3. And Penn is number 25 with a record of 6-5. Let's go ahead and look at the Top 25 of women's gymnastics now. So we can do a recap of different sports. We don't always have time, just because next week we'll be going over not only the different conference champions, but making some of our picks just for who we think is going to win some of the championships that have not been figured out by this time. So in gymnastics, we have Oklahoma number one, Cal number two, LSU number three, Florida number four, Utah number five, Kentucky number six, Michigan number seven, Michigan State number eight, Alabama number nine, UCLA number 10, Denver number 11, Arkansas number 12, Missouri number 13, Auburn number 14, Ohio State number 15, Oregon State number 16, Minnesota number 17, Arizona State number 18, Arizona 19, Georgia 20, North Carolina State number 21, Stanford number 22, Penn State number 23, Illinois number 24, and Washington number 25. Oklahoma had the highest score for the team at average of 198.42, with Washington being at 196.48. So, very competitive as always. For men's basketball, the top 25. We have Houston number one with a record of 26-3. UConn's number two with the same record. Purdue's number three with the same record. Tennessee's number four with a record of 23-6, which is the same as Arizona number five, Iowa State number six, North Carolina number seven. Marquette's number eight with a record of 22-7. Duke's number nine with a record of 23-6. Creighton's number 10 with a record of 22-8. Baylor's number 11 with a record of 21-8. Illinois is number 12, and Auburn's number 13, both with a record of 22-7. Kansas is number 14, Kentucky's number 15, both with identical 21-8 records. Alabama's number 16 with a record of 20-9. South Carolina's number 17 with a record of 24-5. Washington State's number 18 with a record of 23-7. Gonzaga's number 19 with a record of 24-6. BYU's number 20 with a record of 21-8. San Diego State's number 21 with a record of 22-7. Utah State's number 22 with a record of 24-5. St. Mary's is number 23 with a record of 24-7. South Florida's number 24 with a record of 22-5. And Dayton's number 25 with a record of 22-6. That rounds out the top 25. All right, so the men's track and field, you have Arkansas number one, Texas Tech number two, Northern Arizona number three, Florida number four, Washington number five, Southern California number six, Texas number seven, Nebraska number eight, Alabama number nine, Houston number 10, Wisconsin number 11, North Carolina number 12, Kentucky number 13, Georgia number 14, South Carolina number 15, Stanford number 16, number 18, Florida State number 19, Kansas number 20, Iowa number 21, Illinois number 22, Penn State number 23, Harvard number 24, and Ole Miss number 25. That rounds out the men's indoor track. We will see about the results for the championships in the next few weeks for them. Going into the women's ranking, you have Arkansas number one, Florida number two, Texas number three, Oklahoma State number four, Oregon number five, Southern Cal number six, Ole Miss number seven, Texas Tech number eight, LSU number nine, Washington number 10, Georgia number 11, Stanford number 12, Alabama number 13, Texas A&M number 14, Notre Dame number 15, BYU number 16, Illinois number 17, Harvard number 18, Tennessee number 19, Providence number 20, South Carolina number 21, Clemson number 22, Baylor number 23, Minnesota number 4, 24, and San Jose State rounds out the top 25 for women's indoor track. All right, so let's do women's ice hockey real quick. We have Ohio State number one, Wisconsin number two, Clarkson number three, Colgate number four, Minnesota number five, Cornell number six, St. Lawrence number seven, Winnipeg number eight, Minnesota Duluth number nine, St. Cloud State number 10, Connecticut number 11, Princeton number 12, Northeastern number 13, Yale number 14, Penn State number 15, Mercyhurst number 16, Boston College number 17, LIU number 18, Minnesota State number 19, New Hampshire number 20, Brown number 21, Providence number 22, Vermont number 23, Rensselaer number 24, and Boston University number 25 for women's ice hockey. On the men's side, you have Boston College number one, Boston University number two, North Dakota number three, Denver number four, Wisconsin number five, Michigan State number six, Winnipeg number seven, Minnesota number eight, Maine number nine, Colorado College number 10, Providence number 11, Massachusetts number 12, Cornell number 13, Michigan number 14, Western Michigan number 15, Omaha number 16, St. Cloud number 17, New Hampshire number 18, RIT number 19, Arizona State number 20, checking out baseball right now, we have Wake Forest number one, Arkansas number two, LSU number three, Florida number four, TCU number five, Oregon State number six, Texas A&M number seven, Tennessee number eight, Vanderbilt number nine, Clemson number 10, East Carolina number 11, Duke number 12, Virginia number 13, NC State number 14, Alabama number 15, North Carolina number 16, Texas Tech number 17, Coastal Carolina number 18, Auburn number 19, Dallas Baptist number 20, South Carolina number 21, Campbell number 22, UC Irvine number 23, Texas number 4, and UC Santa Barbara down at the top 25 in baseball. But Last sport we're going to hit the top 25 on right now is we're going to do men's and women's lacrosse. For the men, we have Notre Dame number one, we have Duke number two, Virginia's number three, Johns Hopkins number four, Georgetown's number five, Penn State's number six, Maryland's number seven, Cornell's number eight, Michigan's number nine, Denver's number 10, Yale's number 11, Penn's number 12, Utah's number 13, Army West Point's number 14, 15, Rutgers 16, Benson's number 17, Villanova's number 18, Bryant's number 19, Boston University's number 20, Richmond's number 21, Syracuse's number 22, Delaware's number 23, Loyola Maryland's number 24, and Lehigh rounds out the top 25. For women's lacrosse, we have Northwestern number one, Boston College number two, Syracuse number three, Denver number four, North Carolina number five, James Madison number six, Loyola Maryland number seven, Florida number eight, Maryland number nine, Notre Dame number 10, Stony Brook number 11, Michigan number 12, Penn number 13, Johns Hopkins number 14, Army West Point number 15, UConn number 16, Virginia number 17, University of Albany number 18, Massachusetts number 19, Marquette's number 12, Richmond's number 21, Fairfield's number 22, Southern California's number 23, Jackson's number 24, and Drexel rounds out the top 25. So like I said, next week we're going to talk more about men and women's basketball as we start to make some predictions and just see how everything's going to go for the top, not only the top 64, plus the first four that are going to be there as well. So we'll see how that goes. If you want to check out us on social media, you can go to the Sportscast One. I am on Instagram and Facebook at Allen.West46. Have a great week, everybody, and we will see you next week.